This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine experts throw around all sorts of words to describe what they're drinking. Non-experts use terms like bite, bitter, and yummy. There are a few terms you can learn to help you look rather smart at a party after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's grapeencounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at grapeencounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Wine drinking has a language all to its own. And though most wine drinkers would prefer to describe the beverage in their own terms and language, there's always a few partygoers who manage to turn things uppity by interjecting wine descriptions that leave others scratching their heads. Here are a few terms that you can comfortably use to describe popular wine varietals that will make you look, well, very with it indeed. When drinking Cabernet Sauvignon, you might casually drop the term cassis to describe it. Cassis is the French name for a black currant native to Central and Northern Europe, as well as Northern Asia. It's rich, dark, and intense. Describing a Syrah as peppery or a Zinfandel as jammy is generally safe. Try buttery for Chardonnay, minerally for Chablis, grassy for Sauvignon Blanc, spicy for Southern Rhone wines, steely for Riesling, and tarry for Malbecs from South America. And if the wine makes you pucker like you've just had a persimmon, you can proclaim the wine high in tannins with a good measure of safety. But if all else fails, simply say that the wine truly defies description. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.